Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Better Than Yesterday. I'm Osher Ginsberg. Hey, thanks for being here. If you've never listened to this show before, it's a bi-weekly show where twice a week, I hope to help you make today a little bit better than yesterday. That's it. Something on this show that you hear today will help you make today better than yesterday. Mondays, I'm here with a guest. Fridays, I'm here with you. This Monday's episode was with Michelle Laurie. It was fantastic. Thanks very much for the lovely, lovely feedback about Michelle Laurie's episode. Her new book is called CSI Told You Lies. If you haven't checked it out, you can stroll on back and give it a listen. The feedback I got about last Friday's walk was just profound. I really didn't understand how much and how effective and how, I guess, needed something like that would be. If you haven't, you can email me if you like, send osheremail@gmail.com. If you haven't listened to last Friday's episode, it was just basically there was a fuckload of stuff going on, right? And I was explaining that what I found, this is just something that works for me. What I found is that when I'm particularly overwhelmed with, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I've got to do everything, and oh my God, the Taliban have taken Kabul, and oh fuck, the case numbers are going up every day, and oh my God, lockdown's never going to end, and da 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 da. Like that stuff can just overwhelm my head. And there's no space to do any thinking. And so I learned something when we were taking Wolfie to his little school there. They taught us that if you want to, you know, the words you give your child now are the words that I'll be saying back to you in a year. So when you walk around with your baby, you don't say, there's a tree. You go, there's a frangipani. There's a bottle brush. There's a eucalypt. Like you name everything. And I found that when I would come back from those walks with Wolf, just around the block, just for 10 minutes, I felt like I'd, you know, had, you know, put my feet up and, you know, put $5 into one of those massage chairs at the airport and you go, oh, and you stand up and go, that's better. Now, what was I thinking about? Oh, that's right. And then the problems are easier. It was a great episode and you can hear the birds tweeting and there was a kid riding a skateboard and it was really fun. But the last 4 days, I guess, at least in Sydney and the lower east coast of Australia has been just covered in piss freezing rain and winds and can't get outside. So I thought I would try today to demonstrate a way you can do the similar thing inside. And that is simply by sitting in a spot and naming and trying to describe with as much detail as you can all the objects that you see. And I'll only do this for a couple of minutes, but I just want to demonstrate what it sounds like and, you know, try to talk to you about, you know, how it feels before and after. I mean, so right now I'm a bit, it's morning. I've been doing, you know, telephone calls and interviews on the phone to promote Bachelor and Bachelorette and the SBS documentary that I'm doing and things like that. So I've been up for a little while, but my head is full of, you know, and I spoke about this on Monday. I mean, for goodness sake, it rained on the highest peak in Greenland for the first time in recorded history this week, which means that the Arctic has warmed to that point. And I don't know if you've ever been to Perisher when it rains, or Thredbo or Falls Creek when it rains, but rain's not good for snow. And, you know, if you've got a bunch of ice blocks in a glass, where the ice blocks melt, the glass level of the glass stays the same. But if you've got a bunch of ice blocks on a mountain and you put them in your glass will overflow. And that's pretty much what we're looking at. So, you know, I'm dealing with that. I'm dealing with this COVID lockdown situation, which, you know, for me, it really feels like, I don't know if you remember, there was a South Park episode about the underpants gnomes that kept coming in and stealing Kyle's underpants in the middle of the night. They had a business plan. Phase one, steal underpants. Phase two, and there was a big question mark. Phase three, profit. I really feel, for me, it's like phase one, isolate, lock down, vaccinate. Phase two, question mark. Phase three, business as usual. I don't know what the hell's going to happen. And I'm having a lot of trouble dealing with the uncertainty of it all. And if I let myself dwell on it too much, I end up getting paralyzed and I can't do anything about it. And it's a real bother. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to describe to you my very messy desk, the objects on my messy desk. And I'll try to spend a couple of seconds on each one. And I only spent a couple of minutes doing this, but I just want to demonstrate to you the level of detail that it takes. And what it basically, all it's doing is occupying the bits of my brain that worry about random shit and have those plates of worry spinning in my head, and just trying to get those bits of my brain to let go of those spinning plates for a little while. And then hopefully when I've stopped this little exercise, I've got a little more space to think. Okay, here we go. So I'm looking over to my right and I can see my keep cup with a drunk that's finished, where I had my double espresso a little earlier, and I can see the coffee grounds. There's a few coffee grounds clinging to the side of it, and there's a few dregs of coffee in the bottom of it, but it's a really lovely cup. It's from the cafe that's nearby. We bought it from them, and it's really nice. It's also the cup that Wolf likes to have his little milk in the afternoons, and yeah, it's a really handy cup to have, and that's the cup that I used to have my coffee in the morning. And next to that is a upturned Bunnings plastic storage container with a clicky-on lid that my laptop sits on top of. My laptop's open. My calendar's on my laptop on that screen. My laptop's got a few things plugged into it. There's a power cord. There's a USB hub because Apple decided to release a laptop that has no USB ports. Oh, behind that, there's a pack of Polaroid film. Oh, Polaroid film that I put in a tiny little camera, a little Leica. Polar is the only Leica I can afford, and I might go upstairs and take photos of the baby with that today. Next to that is it's a little, like a poncho, I think it's called. It's a little plastic cover that goes on top of my mobile phone case on my iPhone when I put it on my bicycle. So when I'm riding outside, if I get caught in the rain, the phone doesn't get wet. And I also like to keep it in the pocket of my motorcycle jacket. So if I'm out on the motorbike and the rain falls, I can pop that thing on and my phone won't get damaged. Next to that, there's a shifting spanner. I don't know why there's a shifting spanner on my desk, but when I was a roadie, that was the only tool that I owned. And I was really proud to own it. And I remember saving up to buy a good one, and I bought a shifting spanner because it was very, very handy to have a shifter. And I had a pair of work gloves and a shifting spanner. They were the two tools that I had when I was a lighting guy. There's a camera battery that I guess is charged because the charger's on the other side of the desk. And it's just lying around there. It's a bunch of mail I haven't opened yet. Crikey, I really better get to that. What's there? That's my AirPods case. It's kind of got a glow-in-the-dark cover, which is really interesting. I thought it would be really interesting when I bought it, but at night it lights up the room, so I have to cover it at night time. There's a pair of sunglasses. This is kind of interesting. It's like the bottom of the hill where all the rental bikes end up, because the rental bikes are too hard to run back up the hill. And all the things tend to end up in my office. There's all pairs of broken glasses on my desk because my glasses frames broke the other day. And my broken glasses frames are there. There's a coiled up HDMI lead. I don't know why that's there, but it's there. And there's that little fidget toy, which is it's kind of like a heavy roller. I think it weighs about a quarter of a kilo or 250, 300 grams. And I roll it back and forth in my hand while I do podcasts, because I used to play with another thing that was noisy. And Andy, my podcast producer, said, "Hey, man, that thing's too noisy. You better put it away." There's my standby glasses. If you wear glasses, you know you have a pair of standby glasses, and they're the glasses I'm working with at the moment because my other glasses frames are broken. What's next to that? Oh, it's my mobile phone. The phone screen's cracked. I haven't been able to get to a place to replace the thing. Oh, this is one of Luke Heggie's Your Stupid pencils, one of his carpenter's pencils that I sharpened with a Stanley knife, and I used it to mark up the wall outside where I hung the boxing bag, which has been really good. We hung a punching bag at our house the other day, and I've been hitting the heavy bag, and it's been really, really, really good. It is an extraordinary release, and I'm absolutely loving it. It wasn't that expensive, and it's worth every dollar that we spent on it. It's super, super fun. There's a ridiculously large USB hub with way too many ports and too many things plugged into it and too many things lying around next to it trying to get plugged in. And there's my mixer that I used to record this on. And now we get back to my microphone, and on my microphone stand there's a beautiful photograph of G that I printed out, and it's magnetized on a little magnet there, and it's a photograph of G with a big fluffy hood on when we were in Kyoto walking around in the snow drinking matcha tea. That was really nice to be with her and Audrey on that trip. There you go. There's 4 minutes of me describing what's on my desk. There's heaps more stuff here. I really should clean it up. But just trying to find a level of detail in every object, as if you're trying to describe what you're looking at to someone down the phone. And I think about the nagging pain of the uncertainty that I was describing to you earlier, and when I look for it, it's gone. And that only took me 5 minutes. So if you can't go for a walk around your block, if you can't, you know, if you're stuck inside homeschooling, if you've got, you know, kids climbing up the walls, which we do, you might be able to find 5 minutes. You might end up describing the inside of your bathroom while you sit on the toilet, and that's fine. But give it a shot. They may seem like benign objects, but you really do your best to try and describe the object as if you're talking to someone who's never seen it before. It's a shampoo bottle, because human hair needs to be cleaned in a particular way, and the liquid inside it, it's almost like a paste. You put it on your hair and it makes your hair clean again. Now, you can't use regular soap. On the back of the bottle, there's all these multisyllabic words. They're printed in purple. Things like that. You're basically describing things to someone who may have never seen the object before. We're going to that level of detail and what it does in the end. Like, yeah, the bits of my brain that were spinning the plates of worry have stopped. Those problems are still there. I'm still concerned about the things I was concerned about, but they're just not looping around in, yeah, it's still, wow, look at that. That happened while I was on this call with you. Cool. That's happened while I was recording this podcast with you. And there you are. All right. I hope that helped. I'd love to hear how you went describing the space around you just for 5 minutes. I hope it goes okay. Before I head off, I did want to let you know that Idle Australians with James Matheson is back on Thursday. We spoke last week with, brilliantly, the granddaughter of the man that created the dim sim. It was brilliant. Yeah, she was amazing. And I guess Jimmy and I, we also talk to each other quite a bit. So it's not just about Australian history and Australian culture. It's also about me and Jimmy. And we checked in with each other about what it was like to be in lockdown.
It's a podcast that tries to hit the bits you might have missed from Australian history and Australian culture. And we are going through Australian history right now, Jimmy, of COVID 2021. And it's doing my head in.
I've found it difficult seeing all the hysteria and then also being in lockdown for a couple of months. And then they shut Golden Century Seafood Restaurant, and it was very hard for me to stay balanced and stay a calm, cool, still breeze.
And you can find Idle Australians wherever you find your podcast. IDLE Australians is where you can find it. So I better jet. Monday's episode is with Stuart Diver. You'll remember Stuart Diver was the sole survivor of a terrible, terrible landslide in the Alpine regions of Australia. He's got a new podcast that explores, I guess, those who have survived situations where extreme weather and things like this were involved. And it's a harrowing tale. It's an incredible podcast, and it's probably one of the greatest podcasts I've ever recorded. There's no hyperbole there. Stuart Diver is an incredibly inspiring human being. And at this time in our lives, I am so grateful that I'm able to provide you with that conversation, to listen to someone who has lost so much and continues to go on and be an amazing human being. So that'll be with us on Monday. Until we speak then, sleep well and dream of beautiful things.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.